Today's shiur has been dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a schus for refuah shleima for Yehuda Lei ben Basham. We begin today, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the new perek, daf yud ches amud beis, at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, say the Tanis ha'elu ha'omer. As we discussed extensively in our previous perek, the order of the Tanaisim was the first there were a series of three Tanaisim, three fast days, then there was another three fast days, and then there were seven fast days. Our Mishnah says that all these halachas that we've been learning is B'Revi Rishona. That's when the rain comes in the regular time. That's when we learned that the Chidim, the Talmidei Chachamim begin fasting earlier, and other people begin fasting later. And as the Ritva explains, the reason if rain doesn't come in the usual time, we don't begin such a severe set of Tanaisim, because there's always the possibility that rain will still come, but will come later in the season. As he says, that there are years where rain comes later in the season. And since in those years, the rain comes later in the season, the fact that it hasn't rained yet is not yet an indication that there's terrible calamity here. But the cases that we're going to be discussing in Mitzvah Shem in today's shir refer to situations where it's a much more obvious situation that it's a serious situation, and that's why we begin fasting right away. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Avot Samchem Shoshano, that if in a place where wheat, barley was supposed to grow, instead of the wheat and barley growing, there's growing thorns, then Misriim Aleim, we right away begin a very serious set of Tanaisim. We right away begin with blowing Shofar. That's how we're going to explain Misriim, that we don't wait for a different series. The halacha is that we give Masriim. Rashi's opinion is that when the Mishnah uses the word Masriim, of course, it also includes that they also fast, besides the Masriim, besides blowing the shofar, they also have to fast. The Arishonim, the Ritva, that the Ravid, however, the Ritva learns and the Ran agree with Rashi. The Ravid's opinion is that Masriim means only to do Masriim, only to blow with the shofar, but the Mishnah does not mean that we should also have to fast. The Kain, Shapaski Shamim Geengeshen L'Gashem, if the rain has begun, and then there was a interruption in the rain of Aboim Yoim of 40 days, Masriim Aleim, we immediately begin this serious type of fast and blowing the shofar, Neshimaka B'Tzoris. This is a situation where it seems that the rain, that the what's going to grow is not going to be able to grow, and since what's going to was supposed to grow will not be able to grow, it's a much more serious. And as the Miri explains, what the Mishnah is referring to is that it began raining in the proper time when it's supposed to rain, and then it stopped raining for 40 days. That is a sign that this is a very bad sign. He says, however, if it didn't stop for 40 days, then the bad sign that the Mishnah is referring to isn't there. And the Ritva continues to ask, why, if it didn't rain, is it less of a problem than if it rained and it stopped to rain? So the Ran answers that when it starts to rain and it stops to rain, it's like the case that the Mishnah mentioned a moment ago, where it's Samochem Shenishtanu, that since it stopped to rain, that causes that everything that will not grow in the way it is supposed to grow. And since it's not going to grow the way it's supposed to grow, as the Mishnah just said, that's a very bad sign. The Ritva, however, explains that if it starts to rain and it stops to rain, that is something that's completely unusual. As we said at the beginning of the shir, there could be times that the rain is delayed. And the fact that it hasn't rained yet doesn't mean that there's a bad sign. It just got delayed. But in a situation, explains the Ritva, where it started to rain and it stopped to rain, that is completely unusual. And since that's totally unusual, that's why we have to begin the serious fast immediately. Says the Mishnah, Yardul Tzmachim, Avala Yardul Ilan. The rain that's good for things that grow from the ground is a rain that isn't such a heavy rain. So we had rain that's good for what grows from the ground, but it's not good for what grows from the earth, or vice versa. Le'ilan v'le'il tzmachim. There was a heavy rain, which is good for the trees, but there wasn't a light rain, which is not good for the vegetables. Or, lezev lezev, rain which is good for trees, and rain which is good for a growth from the ground came. Avloi, the kind of rain that will fill up boiris, sichrim, aris, different types of water pits, didn't come. So that's a very bad sign, because we need rain for these different types of situations. That the halacha is, then masrin le'miyad, we begin this serious type of fast. That means, as the Tosfos Yontif says, that if rain came, and it'll even be able to help the trees and the what grows from the ground, but it won't be able to fill up the water pits. And as Rashi explains, a water pit, a bar is a round pit, a siach is a long and narrow pit, a mara is an above ground cave, and all of them is where they used to gather drinking water. And the halacha is that always, obviously, if we have a problem with that type of water, it's a very bad sign. The Yerabba goes on to explain that the round pits are pits that are used for people to take water from. And therefore, it was constructed round, that people who are standing all around the pit, you could get to the pit from all the different directions. The water that's in the sichin is for clothing, and therefore was made long in case you have a long garment that you need to wash. And the water in the ma'aris was used for ones washing themselves. And that's why it was made above ground, that it should be easier for a person to enter and be able to wash themselves. There was a city on which the rain fell, but the cities around it, the rain did fall. The ksiv, at the pasuk says in Amos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Navi to tell Klal Yisrael that he brought on Klal Yisrael our hunger in order that they did to do tshuva, and they still haven't gotten the message. And the pasuk says, "V'gam ani manati mekem es hageshem," and says the pasuk, "V'mdarti alir achas v'el achas el achas loyamtir," I caused it to rain on one city, but not on the other city. Chelka achas tamtir, on one portion it rained. Vachelka achas loytamta aleh tivash. So the Navi is saying that a city on which partially it rained and one partially it didn't rain, that is considered a klala. So Rashi explains that if in this city it didn't rain and another city around it rained, that's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's a klala going on here. If the Ross says that the reason the Gemara is quoting this pasuk is to teach us that we should realize when something unusual like this is happening, it means that there's a siman, there's a message coming from Shemayim that we need to recognize, that we need to do better. Oseir Misana Misra, so says the Mishnah, that city has to fast and be Misra. They have a full-fledged fast. The Kosvi Vasa and all the cities surrounding it, Misanois, they have to fast. Beloy Masris, but they don't have that high level of fast. Rav Kiva Omer, that the cities around it, again, they're not treated equally as the city that's suffering, but the way they're treated differently is Masris, that they blow the shofar, Beloy Masanis, that they don't fast. So now the question is, when does that city fast? So the Ran explains that as soon as that city didn't get rain and the city around it got rain, so again, as we go back to what we spoke at the beginning of the shir, that's highly unusual that two neighboring cities, on one it should rain and one it shouldn't rain. And therefore, that city should begin the fast right away. The Gemara explains that when we say that the city surrounding it means that all the cities in that country, but it doesn't mean any other country. And the reason Rashi explains why the neighboring cities who are getting rain have to fast, because since we have here the city that did not get rain, so they're not going to have produce. So they're going to end up going to their neighbors to buy produce, which will drive the price up, which will drive that there should be enough of a supply. The Ran explains that there's a concept that even if somebody, and we learned this in our Masechta already, that even if somebody is not suffering, but he has to suffer along with the people, with other people. Since over here we're dealing with a situation that although this city is not suffering, but the cities around it are suffering, that's enough of a reason that the city, that they should show that ima enochi b'tzara, that they should do tshuva. And it's, the Meiri says that that will cause even the people in the city that will feel more to do tshuva if they see that not only are they fasting, but even the people around them are fasting as well. The Ritva says that the reason they fast is that since they see that their neighbors are suffering, they have to recognize that they're also possibly going to have to suffer. They're also possibly gzeiras against them. And before Chas V'Shalom a gzeira is made against them, they begin to fast that Chas V'Shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them, they shouldn't have to suffer. Rabbi Akiva said, Masrias V'loy Masanis. So the Yishalmi, so we had here Machloikas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva's opinion was Masrias V'loy Masanis, and the Chum said just the opposite, Masanis V'loy Masrias. So the Yishalmi explains what's the Machloikas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Both Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim agree that in the city where there is no rain, they masanos, they have to fast masrius, and they have to blow shofar. Here, the city is supposed to, the city that the neighboring cities are just supposed to daven. And it's just like on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says the Yerushalmi, where we're supposed to be mispalel. So the Chacham say that we treat it like Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we know we fast, but we don't blow the shofar. Whereas Rabbi Akiva treats it like Rosh Hashanah, where we blow the shofar, but we don't fast. The Ra'a explains the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is a simple machlokes. We, as we explained, the city where it is raining is not, of course, suffering to the same degree as the city where it is raining. And the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim is what is considered less of an issue. Is it considered less of an issue if we fast and don't blow the shofar? Or is the other way considered less of an issue, where we tell a person that he should blow the blow the shofar and not fast? So whatever is considered less of a burden is, or less of a concern, that's what that city should be doing. And the machlokes of Akiva and Chacham is what is considered less. V'kein ish yesh by dever. Of Rachman Slan, there's a city that's suffering a pandemic where people are dying. On my palace, those walls of the city and the homes of the city are collapsing. I see a Masana Masras, that city should fast and also blow the shofar. The cost of the sand, the cities around the Masanois, they fast, v'loy Masrias. Kiva Aymer, Masrias v'loy Masanois, the same Machlaikas. Says the Mishnah, Ezu Dever, when is it considered that a city is suffering from a pandemic? Ir Hamotzia, Chamesh Meis Ragli, a city that has 500 people living there, and three people died on three consecutive days, that's a dever. If there are less people than that passed away, or they didn't pass away in this order, three people in 3 days, Ein Zer Devar. And the Rambam says that we do include both Jews and non-Jews in this count. The question is, who is in the count? The Rambam says that in the count are only men who are young, who are not old and healthy. And the Mishnah Berurah says, when the Rambam says it, what does the Rambam mean? Does the Rambam mean that we don't count them towards the 500, or do we don't count them towards the three people that are dying in 3 days? And the Mishnah Berurah goes lakula on both. He says only healthy, able individuals are counted towards the 500 people. And also says the Mishnah Berurah, only when we look at people who passed away, we're looking at people who are not very old and are healthy and passed away. If they died in 1 day, that's not considered a dever. The Magen Avraham says that in our time, the Magen Avraham says it in his time, that there are so many factors that go into a consideration when people pass away, it's hard to determine that anything is a dever. Because as the Tiferes Yisrael says, that the definition of a dever, he says, is people die suddenly without being sick. The Chavis Yor disagrees. He says if there's a specific type of situation that the city is facing a pandemic, and that happened, it's a simon mishamayim. The Mishnah also spoke about a mapilus, and the Ritva says that when we speak about a mapilus, is also three homes will have had to collapse because of the tornado. Alelu masrim b'kamakim, on the following situations, do anyone who hears about these situations have to fast and blow shofar? Al shadoifin, if there's an east wind that destroys all the crops, al hayrokim, that it's jaundice that cause people to change the color of their complexion, al arba v'alachosel, al arba is a different types of insects that attack the fields, achai ra, wild animals, achariv. If there's an army that's coming, Masrim Aleim, we immediately begin with Neshimakim Alechis. That's the type of a tzara that's going to travel. And since it's a type of a tzara that's going to travel, so even the people who are right now not yet suffering from this situation, they need to be concerned that it's going to come to them, and that's why they immediately have to start fasting. Says the Mishnah, the people of the Sanhedrin went from Yerushalayim to the different cities in Eretz Yisrael. They saw in the city that there was the amount of a field that was as big to fill up the opening of a furnace had already been suffered by Shadofen, and this happened in the city of Ashkelon. And even though it happened in the city of Ashkelon, there were guys of Tainus all throughout Eretz Yisrael. Al she'achlu ze'avim shnei tinoikos be'ev ha'yarden. Similarly, they once saw wolves that ate two children of ha'yarden. And again, that's considered a situation that all of the entire country has to be concerned. Rav Yosef Emer, lo al she'achlu, it wasn't that they actually ate those children. El al shaniru, as soon as you see ze'evim in a city, that's a very bad sign that we have to start fasting and blowing shofar. Says the Mishnah, alelu masrim b'shabbos, these are situations that we'll have to even say anenu on Shabbos. Al ir shikufu nachrim, the city is being attacked by an army. I know there's a concern that the city is going to be flooded. V'asnina mitarefes b'yam, or there's a boat that's shaking in the sea. Rabbi Yosef Emel Azara, the reason we're allowed to cry as in Shabbos is to help, to call out for people to come help. It's a situation of sakaras nefashis. V'loy b'tzaka, but we can't daven specifically because we're not sure that our tefillos are going to be answered. And since we're not sure our tefillos are going to be answered, we have no right to daven these type of tchina on Shabbos. Shimon atamani af ala devar, that even if there's a devar, we're allowed to call out on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah v'loy haydu loy chachamim, the chachamim did not agree.
The Gemara is going to say that not only if it's an entire city do we cry out on Shabbos, but even if there's an individual who's in such a situation, we do so on Shabbos. The Ran, in fact, says that if there's a person who has a situation of pikuach nefesh, again, we're allowed to do whatever we need to do for pikuach nefesh. So again, Rav Yossi Amil Ezra Loi Letzaka means we learned, like Rashi explained, that Rashi explained that we could call the people to come help us, but we're not allowed to be mispalel because we have to be careful on Shabbos about adding tchinas. But Rashi adds a different pshat. And he says, Le'ezra means that we could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yichidus. A person who's davening, even though Shabbos, you're not supposed to say tchina, when you're davening privately, but tzibur, we have to be more concerned about davening that kind of tefillah. And the Yerushalmi Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Gimel, indeed says, Tani, Asa L'tvay Tzracha b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, our tefillah is supposed to be not asking for specific needs. That's not what Shabbos is all about. And the Yerushalmi continues, Rav Zeir Shol Rav Chiya Bar Bo, Ma Meima Re'enu Panaseinu. So we say in Berch Samazon, Re'enu Zoneinu Panaseinu, we say the Beis Yosef and Arachayim Simon Kopeches, quoting the Shibboleh Leket, that we say in, when we say Berch Samazon, Harachmon. And the question is, how can we say the Harachmons? That's asking for Bakashas on Shabbos. And we're saying now that we're not supposed to do so on Shabbos. So the Shalmi says, Amalei, Typhus Brachas Kenheim. This is the Nusach of the Bracha. And Nusach HaBrachahu, this is the Nusach, Ve'en L'Shanas Mechal L'Shabbos, and therefore we shouldn't change the Nusach, Shlo Yispal Bilbil Barachasai. They were concerned that if you're going to have a different Nusach of Brachas HaMazon, you're going to get confused with your tefillah. And therefore the halacha is that on Shabbos, even though we don't ask tchinas on Shabbos, as we're learning now, those are only tchinas that are new tchinas, that are not normally said. But tchinas that are said all the time may be said on Shabbos as well. A kol tzar shalai tov al tzibur concludes the Mishnah. Any tzaris that are facing the community, we mesrim alayim, we daven, we blow the shofar, chutz mirayv gishamim. When there's too much rain, we don't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Miri says, that since rain is a good sign, even if in this situation it isn't positive, you don't daven that it should stop. And along that line says the Mishnah, Master Shamar L'Chayne HaMagel, there was a situation that they came to tell Chayne HaMagel, Hispalo Shiyardei Gishamim. They should daven that rain should come. And I saw that Rav Tzadik, in his Sefer Pri Tzadik, points out, why did they specifically go to Rav Tzadik? So he explains that the halacha, there are two types of people. There's a person who davens, he's considered like an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a person who learns Torah. And a person who learns Torah is considered bonim l'makim, child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that there's no closer relationship than the relationship between a parent and a child. And therefore, Chayne HaMagel, who is the great Talmud Chacham, was the right person that they should turn to, who should be mispalo on their behalf, because he was a Talmud Chacham, he would be the right person to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for what they needed. Hispalo Shiyadu Gishamim, he said to them, please, they asked him to please daven on their behalf. Amlam, so he told them, Tzu v'chnisu tanuri pasachim b'shvil shlo yimoku. I'm confident that my tefillah is going to be answered. And since I'm confident that my tefillah is going to be answered, you have outside the furnaces that were used to roast the carbon Pesach. And we're concerned they were made out of clay, and they're going to get ruined from the rain that's coming. And therefore, he told them, take them all in. And I saw the Mefarshim ask, the Shalos HaTshuva, Sasaris Shuva asks, how could they have the klicheris of that they use for roasting Karban Pesach absorbed the Karban Pesach? And once they absorbed the Karban Pesach, past the right time, that becomes nicer. And once it becomes nicer, those bliyas are usur. And we know that it's impossible to kasher kli cheres. It's impossible to kasher a kli that's made out of clay. So I think that the Yerushalmi answers this question. Yerushalmi says that this story happened on 20 days in Adar. And the furnaces that they had out were the furnaces that they had prepared for the upcoming Korban Pesach. Those furnaces never had a blia of Korban Pesach that they should become usur. Hispalo, so he started to daven v'lo yorod u'gushom, and the rain didn't come. Ma'osur, so what did Chani HaMagel do? Og Uga, he made a circle around the ground, and I saw the reason he made a circle is because the circle is round. And he was trying to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the ability of changing Midas Hadin to Midas HaRachman. V'amel b'toich, and he stood inside the circle. V'amel from the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'anecha soma p'neim elai. Your children have turned to me. Sha'ani k'ben b'ayis l'fanecha. I'm a child in your home. I'm bonim l'makim, I learn Torah. Nishbani b'shimcha agodol, I'm making a shvua, she'nizoz mekam ad sh'terachim al-benecha. I'm making a shvua that I'm not leaving here that till I know you will answer ad sh'terachim al-benecha. And as the Ben Yoyada says, certainly under normal circumstances, one may not make such a shvua. Only Chayni HaMagel, who was confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to his tefillah, is allowed to do so. Hizchil gishtam v'natfim. So rain came down small drops. Amar, so Chayni HaMagel said, Loi kach sho'alti. That wasn't what I asked for. El gishmei baris sichra maris. There should be enough rain that it should fill up all of the water pits with an abundance of water. Hizchil ulayr b'zaf. They came down ferociously. That wasn't what I asked for either. El gishmei rotzim bracha nedava. I asked that it should rain with bracha. V'yardu ketiknam, and it rained normally. Ach yotz yisrael mishlaim l'harbayis. All of the Jews in Yerushalayim had to go to the harbayis neg shamim because their home was flooded. Bav amalai. So they came to Chayni HaMagel and they said to him, Kshem shispalalta alem shiardu, just like you were mispalled that the rain should come, we already had too much rain. So therefore we ask you, kach hispalal, please be mispalal, shiyelchulahem, that they should go and stop raining. Amalem tsu eru'u im nimchas avetayim. He said, if they had a stone where they had the lost and found, if that stone, if some say pshat is that if that stone has already begun to wear out, others say it was a high stone. And since it was a high stone, if the rain is so high that it's covering the stone, go see if that area is what's going on there. Shalach Shimon b'shatach. So Shimon b'shatach sent a message to Chayni HaMagel. If not that you were a great Chayni, Gazrena Lachanida, I would put you into Chayrim. Avama Eslacha, the way you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make demands and expect that your demands all be followed. Avama Eslacha, he says, what should I do? Shata Mischaim, you speak in an inappropriate way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shata Mischaim Lefnei Mokim, and still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills your wishes. Kibed, as we said before, you are a son, Shemeschata El Aviv, that sometimes children don't behave properly towards their parents. And still, the parent does what the child asks. V'lecha Kosov Omer, regarding individuals such as you, the Pasuk says, Yismach Avicha V'imecha V'taga Yilaratecha, that the parents can be proud when they have children like you. The Tveres Yitzchiyan explains, Avicha refers to Avicha Shebishamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of you. Imecha refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is proud when it has people amongst them like Chayni HaMagel. And Yoladetecha are your parents, that they, Baruch Hashem, had such a child. Says the Mishnah Yom Sanim, if they decided that they have to fast on a certain day because there's no rain, And then v'yard olam gisham mekadim netzachama, and it starts to rain before the nets lo yashlimu. They don't have to fast that day. And as Rashi explains, that once the even though once the rain comes before the nets, it's not considered a tainus. And as the Meiri explains, since people, most people, don't eat before the nets, so it's not considered as if you had a tainus. The people who work certainly eat by the nets, so it's not considered a tainus until you stop eating after the nets. Lacha netzachama, but if it only began to rain after the nets, yashlimu, they should fast the entire day. Rabbi Lezoimer, the shear is not the nets, but rather he says, kodim chatzois, if it started to rain before chatzois, lo yashlimu l'achatzois yashlimu. Because even though, says Rabbi Lezer, that many people eat by the nets, people who work eat by the nets, but Talmid Chacham, as the Gevurah Sari explained, only would eat their first meal by chatzois. And since Talmid Chacham only eat the first meal by chatzois, the halacha is that that's considered as if the fast hasn't begun. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if it just started to rain before chatzois, but it hasn't been a significant type of rain, but the fact that it started to rain before chatzois is an indication that today is going to be a day of rain and we don't have to fast. Darach HaShulchan disagrees. And Darach HaShulchan says that only if it rained a decent amount before chatzois do they need not to fast. If it didn't rain a decent amount, they have to fast. Says the Mishnah Master Shigazu Tainus Balud, there was once an episode that they decreed a Tainus Alud, and it began to rain before Chatzois. Omalam Reb Tarfin, Tzu, V'chlu, V'susu, V'asuyot, V'go eat and drink and make a Yontif, V'yotzu, V'ochu, V'shosu, V'osu, Yontif, and they made it into a Yontif, and then Bob and Abayim, they came in the afternoon to the shul of the Korah Halal Gadol, they read the Halal Gadol. So the Gemara is going to explain, why did they wait to come to shul till the afternoon? Because you should only say halal when they're in a good mood. If they were fasting, they could not properly say halal. So they waited until they ate, and they were in the proper frame of mind, and that's when they came to say halal gadol. Halal gadol is perik kuf lamed vav in Tehillim that has in it the kilo oilam chazdoi 26 times. And the reason we specifically say halal gadol, Rashi says, because it has in it the pasuk of nois and lechem l'cha basa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives all of us panasa, gives us food. And here, Baruch Hashem, because of rain, we are able to say nois and lechem l'cha basa kilayil m'chazdai. Another pshat that I saw, that the Medrash says, that why do we have 26 times kilayil m'chazdai? It references to the 26 Doiris, the 26 generations that lived in the world before the Torah was given. And they, since they didn't have the Torah, they didn't have mitzvahs, they lived only with the chesed of Hashem. That Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy is what sustained them all those years. And here too, we're announcing that Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought rain, but we're recognizing that the rain that we have is only because of Chesed Hashem. We recognize and announce that we recognize that we don't deserve it. It was just Chazdei Hashem that caused the terrain. Begins the Gemara. Say the Tanis Elu Amar Beviru Shaina. We learned in the Mishnah that these happen if the rain did not come when it's supposed to come. Ask the Gemara, Vremini, the Brisa says, Revia Rishaina Vishniya, the third day Mecheshvin, the seventh day Mecheshvin. When we speak about rain supposed to come and it didn't come, what do? Lishoil. We daven, we say with Saint Talmoter, but we don't start fasting. Shlishis, only when the third time the rain is supposed to come, which is 17 days of Machezvin, do we begin to fast. From our Mishnah, it seems to teach that we begin fasting immediately, says the Gemara Amr Yudah HaKamar. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Say the Tanis HaAmr, the halachas of Taneisim that we've learned early in the Masechta Emesai, Bizman Shiyatzer Viyah Rishonim Shnei V'Shlishis V'Layad G'Shamim. Only if the three times the rain is supposed to come and didn't come, do we begin the series of fast days that we've been learning about. Av Yad G'Shamim Rishonim V'Zaru. If they planted, if a rain came and they planted, v'loitzamchu, and nothing grows, or inami, they planted and it grew, v'chazav nishtanu, but as we learned in the Mishnah, it didn't come in the usual way, that's a bad sign, and masriyan leim miyad, we immediately fast and blow the shofar. Amar Rav Nachman, dafka, when is this halacha nishtanu, if it didn't grow in the usual manner, avol yashu, if they dried out, loy. There's no purpose in davening, there's no purpose in fasting, because once it dried out, it's useless. There's no hope. Ask the Gemara, pshita, let's learn the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, nishtanu tanan, that they're not coming in the usual fashion. Loy tzricha, ask the Gemara, the aknun, they started to come out after they got dried. Ma atan tema kantam milsahi. So we see that even though they dried out, they're still starting to grow. That should be a proof that it's not so bad. Kamash Malon, that once it dried out, the situation is hopeless. The Kain Shapaska Gshamim Ben Geshem Geshem. We learned that if it didn't rain for 40 days between the two times that it rained, we immediately begin this type of fast. Because the Mishnah says that's considered a Makas Betzoris. Ask the Gemara, my Makas Betzoris. What does that mean? Amar Bidom Rav, Maka Mvila De Betzoris. It causes that there should be a hunger, that there won't be enough food, and that's why it's called a Makas Betzoris. Amar Rav Nachman, Nara Anara. If there are two cities, one city doesn't have enough produce, but the other city doesn't have enough produce, and you could travel from one city to the other city with a river. That is Betzorta. Bedinta, Medinta. But if one country doesn't have produce, and we need to bring it with donkeys to the next city, to the next country, that's much worse. That's Kafna. Because through a river, we could travel, we could transport much more than we could transport with donkeys over land. Vamar Chia, saw a seller, if the price of wheat went up for a seller, that you pay for a saw of chitim a seller, v'shchicha, but you could still find wheat, betzorta. That's considered a max betzorus, which is less serious. Arba, but even if you could get four sa'achitim for a seller, which is the regular price, however, lo shchicha, the price hasn't gone up, but you can't find it, that's much serious. That's called a kafna. That's called that we're suffering from a hunger. Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shanu el shemayas bezol. This that we said, that if you could get a saw besel and a shchicha, it's considered a max betzairos, that's only when people are earning max betzairos, people have money, people have regular earnings. And even though peris b'yoker, but even though the fruit is expensive, but as long as people have jobs and they're bringing in an income, it's still manageable. Avamoyris b'yoker, if there's a situation that people don't have income, even a peris bezoil, even though food is not expensive, masrim alei miyad. Because if people don't have income, then they have no way of buying the food, even if it's not expensive. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Nehira, I recall, there was a time where the price of grain was the standard price. There were many people that were bloated because of hunger, because they didn't have any money with which to pay those for the food, even though the food wasn't particularly expensive. We learned in the Mishnah, Yardal Tzmachim Avloy Le'ilon, Yardal Ilon Avloy Le'tzmachim, Yardal Ilon Tzmachim, but not for the water. Bishlama, says the Gemara, what is the circumstance where this could happen? Says the Gemara, Bishlama Tzmachim Avloy Le'ilon, we could have a situation that it came for the things that grow from the ground, but not for the tree. Mishkachlo Dasa Nicha, where light rain fell, v'loy asarazia, not heavy rain. Le'ilon v'loy letzmachim is a situation, asarazia, where heavy rain fell, v'loy asanicha, but not light rain. Lezeh, lezeh, where we have rain that's good for what grows from the ground and from the trees, v'loy leboiris, v'loy lesichel meiris, mishkachsa da'asya razi v'nicha, light rain fell, heavy rain fell, mi'tavlasya, but not much rain fell, and to fill up all these water pits, you need a lot of rain. Elohad Tanya,
Ask the Gemara. The Braisa speaks about a situation. Yordu lebal masicha lemayrus avloy lezeh lezeh, that you have enough rain for the water pits, but you don't have for the trees and for what grows from the ground. Hechem mishkachsla. What would be such a circumstance? Says the Gemara. The asyeh b'shvichasay. They flooded. So when you have a flood, you're going to have enough water for all the water pits, but it's going to flood and destroy the trees and what grows from the ground. Tana Rabbanan, Masrin Alilonis Mefraisa Pesach. When Pesach comes, which is the time that in Eretz Yisrael, the trees are supposed to blossom, they're supposed to start giving out the fruit, and they don't, then that's when we start blowing the shofar and fasting. Rashi says it means Pesach. Others say, the Miri says, it means from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'abayrus ha-mesichin ha-mayrus, if there's not enough water in the water pits, b'froyis ha-chag, here too, some say it means Sukkos, and some say it means Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. En l'mayim, v'mein l'mayim mishtos. If there's a shortage of water to drink, mesreim l'mayim yad, we immediately have to start fasting and blowing the shofar. V'ezim yad shalahem, what is this man that we have to do so? Sheni v'chamisha sheni, we have to fast for Monday, Thursday, and Monday. V'akulan, and all of the, says the Gemara, the Braisa continues, for all the various calamities, eim asrim aleim el bafrachishen. We only do it in their country, not elsewhere. If one country is suffering, it doesn't mean that the other countries have to fast as well. V'askra, if there's a situation that people are suffering from choking, if the choking of the asthma is causing that people should pass away, then we have to do this, go through this procedure. However, if there's no death coming along, then we don't. If there are different types of insects that are attacking the grain, even if there's just the smallest amount, then we right away have to begin this procedure. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Af Al Chogav. Even if they're being attacked by grasshoppers, we immediately begin this procedure. Tana Rabbanan, Masrin Alilonis B'Shash Neishvus. In all the years, we blow, if the trees are suffering, we blow right away, but not in the Shemitah year, because in the Shemitah year, we can't work on the trees anyway. But the water pits, which is used for water, they're not connected to Shemitah, and therefore, feel b'shvius, even in the Shemitah year, we begin to fast. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, afal alonos b'shvius, even for trees, do we begin to do this in Shemitah year? Meshesh ben panos l'aniyim. Because as the halacha is, produce that grows in the Shemitah year may be eaten. The Torah says la'ochla, we may eat them, v'loy l'schayra, we're not allowed to do business with them. And if the fruit trees are being destroyed and we're not able to enjoy and get the fruit from the tree, that's something that even in the Shemitah year, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, we should fast. Tanya Idach, says the Gemara, different Braisa. Masrina alonis b'shashna yeshvua. V'labayrus alasich v'almayrus afil b'shviz. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer, af alonis masrin. Even for trees do we do this in the Shemitah year. V'lasvichim. Vegetables that grow from themselves are mutter to be eaten in the Shemitah year. They are called tzvichin. And if they're being ruined, again, they will suffer that they won't have to eat. And therefore, even in the Shemitah year, we do this procedure. Neshiesh ben panos l'aniyim. This is what the aniyim are relying on to eat on. Tanya, Amra Rav Elazar ben Parta. B'yoyim shechayar beis ha-migdash. Once, from when the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed, nasa gishamim tzmukim la'olam. The rain, there's much less rain in the world. The churban abayis caused that the entire world should suffer. Yeshana shegishamim merabim. There's years that have much rain. V'yeshana shegishamim la'atam. And there are years that don't have much rain. Yeshana shegishamim yardim zmanim. There are years where the rain come in a timely fashion. V'yeshana shegishamim where the rain does not come in a timely fashion. Shana shegishmem yardim ezmanim l'mau doima, says the Braisa, a year where the rain comes in the right time, how do we look at it? Levit shenosin le'rabbi panasosu bech b'shabbos, that a servant who got everything that he needs at the beginning of the week. So he, Baruch Hashem, has panos for an entire week. Nimtza se'isa nefes katana. He has enough time to prepare the bread properly. Nechelas katana, ketikana, he can eat properly. However, shorish engishmer yardim is manam, when it doesn't come in the proper time, the rain, lema David, le'evich nosle penasosa be'erv Shabbos, we only got your food right before Shabbos. Ninsa isa nefes shleb katana, you don't have time to bake the bread and prepare the dough and prepare the flour properly. And if it's not prepared properly, nechel shleb katana, you can't really enjoy the food that you produce. Shana shegishmer merabim, a year that has much rain. Lamao dover, lamevich nasan leirav penasasa vebasa achas. You get all of your panasa in one time. Nimtza rechayis the teichs minakar, mashatechnis minakav. When they use the mill to grind the flour, part of the flour gets stuck to the walls of the mill, and it makes no difference how much you're grinding. There's always going to be that amount that's stuck to the walls. So if you're grinding a lot, you're going to lose the amount that's stuck to the wall, but you're going to have the rest left over. Furthermore, you're going to get as much flour if you started with a small amount or you started with a large amount. However, says the Braisa, when there's not enough rain, when you're getting your flour piecemeal. So every time you get a little grain, you mill it. And every time you start to mill again, part of it sticks to the wall, so you lose a lot. You might have gotten a lot of flour, but you're only going to be able to produce as if you got not that much flour. When there's plentiful rain, somebody's mixing earth with water. If he has plenty of water, you still will have water after you make that mixture, and therefore you make a good cement. But if you don't have enough water, you're going to use up all the water because you didn't start off with enough water, and therefore you won't have enough cement. You won't be able to produce a quality cement.